am with Grant Tribelco from New Zealand. He's been living in Bondi for quite a time now. He's the founder of One Wave, a non-profit surf community tackling mental health issues with a simple recipe, saltwater therapy, surfing and fluoro. As you describe on your website, Grant, thank you for being on SBS Radio.
Thank you for having me.
Grant, tomorrow, the 13th of September, is the Are You Okay Day. I wanted to come and see you to talk about it with you because you created this amazing organization which is really helping people getting better with surfing. Can you tell us more about One Wave?
Yeah, so One Wave is about the non-profit surf community. It's about bringing color to mental health through surfing. Like, you know, mental health is so invisible a lot of time. You can't see when people are struggling. So we run Fluoro Friday events, you know, every Friday morning at beaches around the world, and we dress in bright colors because it makes people happy, but it also makes an invisible issue visible. It gets people asking questions about mental health, and that helps people open up about mental health and lets people know that it's okay not to be okay. We all have shit days, and then we all get in the ocean because sometimes one wave is all it takes to free the funk.
So just to help people understand also why you decided to create this organization, would you mind telling us your story?
Yeah, I was just a happy kid growing up, just surfing and playing rugby in New Zealand. And I always was just known as, you know, the chill guy, the happy one that people thought I'd never have a worry in the world. But it was 6 years ago now, after I had an anxiety attack, I got misdiagnosed with depression, put on antidepressants, but these antidepressants actually sent me up to the manic end of bipolar, where you kind of like everything just speeds up, and I spent all my money on bar tabs for people when I was already had a lot of free tequila because I was doing marketing for a tequila company. I quit my job that I loved, and I ended up in the mental health ward of Manly Hospital and was diagnosed with bipolar, and I thought my life was over. I thought people would think I was weird, but when I got out, the one thing that helped me was surfing and being in the ocean. For me, like, one wave's all it takes. It got me smiling again. It gave me hope back, and I want to share that recipe with anyone and everyone to let them know they don't have to go through it alone.
I remember you told me this story about the girl who was feeling really bad and she wanted to commit suicide, but she decided not to, and she came to One Wave the day or a couple of days after, and she told the story, and actually you helped her just listening to her.
Yeah, we meet some amazing humans that have gone through all kinds of different struggles, but this amazing human, she actually was suffering from really, really bad depression. She was from the UK. She'd come to Bondi. It was on a Thursday night, and she tried walking into the water with rocks in her pocket, and she wanted to she wanted to take her life, but luckily she didn't. And one of the reasons we found out later why she didn't was because she knew that Fluoro Friday was on the next morning. The One Wave crew would be there, and she knew that people cared and wouldn't judge her. And she made it down the next morning, and she actually 3 weeks later got up in front of 70 people at Fluoro Friday and told them this incredible story. And that's what it's all about. Like, you know, people like her just, you know, being able to open up and being able to understand it's okay not to be okay.
And now, the Are You Okay Day is Thursday, 13th of September, and One Wave organized a massive gathering on 8 different beaches around Australia. Can you talk about this event?
So Are You Okay Day, it's an event that happens every year on the 13th of September, and One Wave always supports this event, and we create a big Are You Okay on the beach or in the ocean to let people know it's totally okay not to be okay. You know, to check on our mates and ask that question, you know, are you really okay? And the thing is, we all have tough days, you know, like mental health affects everyone, whether you're diagnosed with depression, anxiety, or you're just going through a really tough time in your life. It's totally okay to put your hand up and say, I need some help. And Are You Okay is about just letting people know, like, it's totally okay and we're all here for you, we've got your back.
And why do you think it's so important to talk about mental health issue and stop making it a taboo?
Because mental health is real and it hurts. And even though you can't see it, you know, doesn't mean, you know, like, you don't deserve to get help. You know, there's people out there. It's often the people that we least expect, the happiest people that are suffering the most. So asking for help is not a weakness. And, you know, we're here for you and you're not alone. And if we can just start that conversation, it can, you know, change lives. And that's what Are You Okay Day is all about.
Another incredible project. You've been filmed for a Genevieve Bailey documentary, which will be presented at the Antenna Documentary Film Festival. It's called Happy Sad Man. And it says it's challenging the way we think about masculinity today through five different characters. You're one of them. And she's trying to show all the emotion. Can you talk a bit more about it? Not too much, so people can still be surprised if they go and see the documentary.
Yeah, so Jen got me into this project around 4 years ago, and 10 years ago I would have never been in a film called Happy Sad Man. I was just like, I'm a happy person, I'm not sad, but the film's all about sharing the journey of five men and a lot more other people involved to show that, you know, you have to really experience sadness, you know, to experience what happy feels like. And it's just showing that, you know, having depression, bipolar does not mean you're a sad person or crazy. Like, there's a whole lot of happy in there, and it's just sharing our journeys to show that no matter what you're going through, you're not alone. And us blokes are pretty bad at talking about our feelings. We love talking about the footy or going for a beer, but we're not that good about talking about our feelings. So I really hope this just opens up the conversation about mental health amongst men, but amongst everyone.
What would you say first to people suffering mental health issues and who refuse to accept it?
Yeah, someone asked me the other day, what's the best way you can help someone who you know is struggling but they don't want to get help? And I think the biggest thing is we're very good at saying I'm fine if people ask you, are you okay? And if you're actually honest with how you're actually feeling, so if you share your story, say for example, if you were doing it tough but you didn't want to admit it, and I was to say to you, look, like, I've been through this, you know, like, this is what happened, then there's more chance of them opening up. But I feel like just regularly checking in on people, like, let's make Are You Okay Day every day. And ask, like, are you okay? But ask, like, no, are you really okay? And then try and get them to open up. And then I think once they open up, give them a massive hug and just be there and listen. And then if you can, ask them, have they been to see a doctor? You know, could I take you to a doctor? But obviously sometimes that takes a little bit of time, but I feel like you sharing your story, it's you being vulnerable, it helps them realize it's okay not to be okay.
What would you tell to people who know they're suffering inside, but they are thinking, yeah, but my problems are nothing compared to, I don't want to make a drama out of it, but, you know, they know they're suffering.
Yeah, that's a really hard one. And I was that person, the happy guy who thought people, when I told people I had bipolar, they're like, no way, like, the least person. I was like, because I used to always think, like, oh, I don't deserve to, you know, like, there's no reason for me to have depression. I've got the best family, best friends. There's people far, you know, worse off. But someone said this to me and it really made it me understand it a bit more. It's like saying you can't be sad because there's someone worse off is like saying you can't be happy because there's someone better off. So it's like, it doesn't discriminate, you know. Some of the happiest people, Robin Williams, you know, Avicii, that have the best lives, you know, from the outside, but everyone's got their struggles, you know. So what seems like something that's the littlest thing to you can turn into such a big thing if you don't talk about it.
So how can people know more about your organization and can help you?
We'd love you to come to one of our Fluoro Fridays around the world that are running. So head to One Wave's All It Takes on Instagram or onewavesallittakes.com. And if you can't see a Fluoro Friday there, we would love you to start one at your local beach or at your local gym or at your local yoga studio. All it takes is dressing in fluoro on a Friday because it makes people happy, but it also helps start conversations about mental health. So thanks so much.
Thanks, Gwen. Thanks for being with us.
Merci beaucoup.